old sleep, uncertain knot of peace. You found her, church supper in eulogy, changing money in the narthex, buoyant, brightly unstringing carnival tickets from a spool, marking tallies, stamping hands maybe, respectably engaging the grinners come to gorge, but absenting herself from the long tables spread with vinyl sheaths. The prepossessing shadow behind her, steam, shell crackles, the festive slobber of the congregation, the rascal parson and his hidden lobster, a game old as the first boy's first urge to tiptoe stalk a pretty girl, unwrap a twitching hand, roust her with some creeping thing, some oddity or monster, to force a squeal and chase her through a meadow. Once more to gather sweet Corydalus. So, bigger boy, bigger bug, the alarming pincher and crusher of flail, dripping, flexing tea, holding it forth to smoocher, splayed tail plates, eyes on little springs, all cartoon-wise, the minister manifestly gleeful to approach her at Gabbatha with trafe sacrament so entirely unkosher, pinned by his fleshy palm in crustacean panic. Fathomless to hear the Chuck Wills widow. So are we all of us bound to shun its spasms, as Egypt must have fled the frogs that slurped forth from the crust around the cloddy Nile, bound to allow no chop to acquit the butcher's smock, bound to exhaust malignance in remorseless chasing, no dust the old grave banquet, its live companions to endow. Hold sleep the certain knot of peace, the prepossessing shadow, once more to gather sweet Corydalus, to hear the Chuck Wills widow, once more to soothe my true love's sorrow.